Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed, the podcast for testers, developers, and software makers who live quality as an attitude. Get fresh ideas and sharp insights to grow your mindset, to learn new methods, and to drive real change in how we build software. Better software and better teams for a better world. Hi, I'm Richie, software quality coach, keynote speaker, and author. My guest today is Clara Ramos Gonzalez. We met the first time in person at the Istanbul Testing Conference, and I'm very happy that she is now in the show here. Clara is a senior QA manager with a lot of experience in guiding companies through digital transformation. She's a certified manager, runs workshops for IT leaders and teams, and speaks at conferences as an ambassador for some of the strongest brands in the industry. What makes her unique is how she blends quality assurance with mindfulness. She is also a yoga teacher and dedicated mediator, bringing balance and calm into the tech world. In this episode, we talked about self-care and well-being at work. Why is communication failure still the number one reason for project breakdowns? And how can breathing change that? How can 1 minute of mindful pause at the start of a meeting reduce stress and improve the collaboration in the team? And why should we stop pretending we have a work self and a private self and instead bring our whole self to the job? We explored Clara's practical techniques from coffee talks without work topics to the one-word intentions in daily stand-ups and how these small rituals help teams stay healthy, connected, and productive. You'll hear why caring for yourself is not a luxury, but a foundation for quality work, and you have get some practical tips. And now, enjoy the episode. Hi, Clara. Great to have you here on the show.
Hey, Richie. It's great to be here. It's such an honor to be invited to your very, very famous podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. But the pleasure is on my side. We met in person in Istanbul, on the Istanbul Testing Conference. But you were on my backlog up front a long time. So I'm now very happy that you are here. Because you are known from in the community, from your keynotes and your work. So I think it's great that you share now your knowledge also with this audience here from the podcast on YouTube and on Apple and Spotify and all the cool channels there out there. Yeah, and because you have a very interesting topic, which is so underrated, I think, in when we deal with our projects. And I would frame it under self-care. How to deal with pressure and all the stress stuff and so. And usually when I talk to tech people, they say, you know, we have to go through this. This is hard work and we have to deal with it. So
yeah, but we can deal with it. Yeah, to deal anyway.
But usually that's not the solution, isn't it?
Yeah. No, exactly. So it's also, for me, it was a surprise when I started joining the work community that healthcare is underrated because or underestimated because it's the most important thing, right? How can you be productive if you are not feeling well? Or how can you be a good worker, a good employee, and a productive, engaged employee if you don't feel listened, if you don't feel good, if you don't feel like your life is important? It's like, okay, yeah, I get work is important, but we are living. It's like I'm living while I'm working. So it will be good to be considered a living creature that needs healthcare and needs a lot of tools to be able to take care of myself and the people around me, right?
Yeah, I think that it's such an important thing because we are dealing work time is the half of our day, or maybe more of the half of our day when we do working, and we have to be in a good state for this and in a good mood for working productive and efficient. So I wonder why it's not that popular to think about self-care and all this stuff.
In my life, I have always heard, even from my parents, you know, that you don't mix your personal feelings with your work life, that you don't mix personal life with work life. But for me, it's already mixed up. It's me on my personal life working. You know, I cannot split it out. So we need to start thinking about work in a complete, holistic, integral way, because we are integral people. We cannot be split out and having different personalities and having different faces, and have, that takes a lot of energy to be sustained, you know. And if we can share with the audience these numbers, according to McKinsey, Gartner, and a lot of different consultancy agencies that drives the statistics and the numbers in our field, for 10 years in a row, communication has been chosen like the first cause of workplace failure. We don't feel heard, we cannot communicate, we don't feel comfortable speaking about what is going on, if we think the project is not going good, or if we think we have a suggestion, people are afraid to speak because they are not even considered people, like yeah. We are tools sometimes, of course, not all the times. Also, 80% of IT employees reported stress and fatigue for the past 7 years. Being able to work while you are under stress, anxiety, or fatigue, it's very, very hard. It consumes you all the energy you have. So when you're done working, you're drained and you cannot repair and reclaim your energy in your personal time, because you don't have energy to go outside and do different things and to chill and to regain your energy and connect with the family and nature and a lot of things. So we need to start thinking about how can work coexist in a more integral way with our personal well-being.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think this it's so normal to think that we have just one life, and we have not a work body and not a private body, so it's all the same.
It's all the same. Yeah. It's the same body. It's the same mind. I use the same for cooking when I got out of work. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah. But there,
so how can we have been taught to teach that it's different thing, and you don't show your personality in the work? No. Yeah. You can show your face.
And it would not work, really, because when we there is on Apple TV is this series, it's called Severance, where they split up their mind, their personality, one work personality and one private personality. When they go to the door, they are a different personality, but they have a huge of other problems then. So it would not be a solution to split it up anyway.
It doesn't work, and it takes a lot of energy to sustain these different faces of yourself,
yeah,
because you created and you need to sustain those,
yeah,
and to enrich those, because you go changing and you learn new things at work or get a new role and you need to come up with a new faces or mask or something. That's a lot of energy. I will recommend everybody just to leave that outside and start thinking about yourself, about just in one holistic way. And coming to work, trying to enjoy work and talking with your peers and connecting with everybody, because we have this like engage with the company. I prefer to connect with the company, with your peers, because it's different to be engaged than to be connected, mm-hmm, you know?
But when we go to our daily work in our teams, in our agile huddles and all the stuff we do, how can we do that in real life? So it's nice to say that, yeah, you should do as a tester, you should talk and go connect to other people, but how can we evolve this, and how can we build a frame that it works for them in a good way?
It has been a challenge, you know. It has been a challenge for me personally, when I start deciding I was going to show with one face and I was going to establish connections with my team. And then a different challenge when I try to introduce these new frameworks and methodologies and this new approach with my team. It has been a fun ride, especially we have been doing this for a few years. And I can confirm, with a very, very demanding project we have been launching a fintech project in 16 different countries, more than 40 people, a lot of stakeholders, budget cuts, of course, different things. And we make it with any, not even one absence. Nobody got sick. Nobody felt underwater. Nobody was overwhelmed. I had sometimes with some people in my team told me I'm overwhelmed and I'm great. Let's jump right and let's see what meeting can we cut and what can we do. But I think the complete framework is very, very important. We build the foundations by having coffee talks once a week and not mention work during those half an hour, just 30 minutes. And the mandatory thing was not mentioning work. That was very important for us to connect within each other and to get to know each other. We have some small details like birthdays and different important things from our team that we celebrate. And those are personal things because we want to get engaged in personal. And the team provide this information themselves to me in an email, like not everybody knows, and they want to showcase some detail about their personal life, even if it's your kid's graduation or something that you want everybody because you're so proud and you want everybody to know. We do that with a very well-designed digital newsletter, something like that. It was very fun. And the most important thing I will say we have is our daily stand-up approach. In our daily meeting, we start with deep breathing, just three deep breathings. It takes 1 minute. And then we pick one word that will drive the intention of the complete meeting. And it's very fun for the daily. We have different intentions. It could be the word, could be communication, it could be trust, it could be unblocking, it could be fun. You know, everybody, we take turns or we all say one word, but for the retrospective are like kindness or, I don't know, patient or stuff like that. We do this for every meeting. We drive Scrum ceremonies. So we do it for every meeting, and for the sprint planning is most of the time efficiency or stuff like that. You know, it's hard to sustain a very good sprint planning in a short time, but it's very fun. And of course, I would like you to try our daily approach today.
Yeah, we will do that now. Or
I would like you to do it with me, just we can have the daily approach that I engage with my team. This is something that we do in every daily. So before we start the meeting, we have three deep breaths where we do our arms up and then down. Mm-hmm. Like when you inhale, you go up and exhale down, like three times. And also you will share the word, the one intention word for today's podcast.
Ah, okay.
And I hope this word spread out to our community and our listeners so they can have it also today for whenever they listen to the podcast, so they can have it as an intention to drive their day and to be with them. You know? What do you think?
Yeah, that's great. We will do it.
Okay. So if it was my daily, I would say, welcome, Tim, welcome, Richie. Today we are going to start with our daily breathing. So you can close your eyes or you can have it open as you wish. Let's breathe in and breathe out by your mouth. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time, breathe in and out. Now let's share our daily word, our daily intention for today that we will have in mind the complete day.
Mm-hmm. My intention is inspiration.
Inspiration. I love it. So let's all be inspired today by how the day comes out. So this is what we do. We breathe, and you have to breathe through your belly fully, completely, and then breathe out by your mouth. This is a technique, a pranayama technique from yoga that helps you energize the body. So it's for getting energy, for being chill but energized, you know, not relax or something, like chill but energized. It's a very good technique. And we also have a different one for when we want to release stress. Let me know, what did you think?
Yeah, when I did it, it was very relaxing for me, and I feel down, like calm down and be more, yeah, in my middle, and it's more settled down, and I think it's a very good start for a meeting and for a stand up. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, because we are used to breathe very, very short. So short breathing, just superficial breathing that doesn't go to the belly, does not oxygenate your body, you know? The breathing drives the oxygen to your body, and then you feel like energized and relaxed. And this is very important. We forgot how to breathe. And that's weird, yeah, because we need to breathe. Yeah. We are breathers. So we cannot forget how to breathe properly.
Yeah. But how can we implement it in a new team? So when I think about some teams I have, and I come there and say, now we will try something new. We take 3 deep breaths, and they will stare at me and run away and climb under the table or hide behind the curtain that I don't see. How can I motivate them and inspire them to use it, to try it out?
We lead by example, Richie. We lead by example. So you have to overcome the shy to present this to the team, and it also increases your communication skills. We always lead by examples. We are QA managers, QA leads, we are seniors, and we need to drive by example everything. It's like you need to be the change you want to see in the world, like Mahatma Gandhi said. And these words are beautiful because it impacts everywhere. And it does not leave the workplace out, workplace included. You need to be the change you want to see in the world. So if we want people to be chill, to be communicative, to drive importance to the healthcare, we need to advocate for that. So in my case, it was just overcoming the shyness of presenting this to my team, and also being very, very decided with it. So there's no one daily meeting that we don't do this. No matter how busy are we and how in a rush we are, we do this. Mm-hmm. It's just 1 minute, and we need to have 1 minute for ourselves. It's something that we need to do. And my team does not collaborate that much in the beginning with the one word intention, everything. But it was a road, you know. And now we are great, and they love that. And we do it before every meeting. And there is just one more breathing technique I want to share with you. It's also a pranayama technique, which pranayama is the name of breathing exercises or technique from yoga. I'm a yoga teacher, so I know what I'm talking about. And this pranayama, it's called Sitali Pranayama, and it's used to download the heat of the body. Mm-hmm. So when you are in stress, sometimes you like this pressure. And also it's used for fever, you know, when people have fever or when they are in a heat thing or something like that, they do this breathing exercise, oxygenate the body and download your pressure, your blood pressure. And you have to breathe in through your mouth, doing a circle, small circle. You will notice all the air seems to be cold and it needs to be long, like, let's do it. And you exhale by your nose, and the air will feel warm. If you had time to notice, the air that you're breathing feels cold, really cold.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you exhale by your nose, it's warm air. In this way, people in India, or all the yogis, used to chill and calm their body and also connect again. So we use this one when I notice someone is overwhelmed or is really after a hard meeting or something like that. We take just 3 breathings, and let's do it one more time. You feel completely your belly, and you exhale by your nose. just doing 5 to 7 breathing of this will completely change the way you're feeling. If you are feeling some blood pressure or some fever or something that your body is already manifesting about our stress or anxiety or lots of different things that we can experience at work. So this is what we do in my team. For me, it's very, very good. I love it. And I have to say again, we haven't had a sick leave in over 2 years, and that's amazing.
Yeah, that's great. So small steps, but so important to take care of ourselves and the whole team. So it's such great methods to get calm, to relax, and to relieve the stress, which is there every day in our work. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it has some other repercussions that you may notice along the day. It's like when you do it consciously on purpose a few times, then you will notice that your body starts breathing more deeply just because. So you will notice that you are breathing from your belly and you didn't used to, because we have this short breathing that we do all the time. So whenever you do a long breathing, like with conscious and purpose, then your body will continue doing it along the day. Like it will remember, you know, we have this cell memory and this automatic way of doing things because our mind work like that, so it will remember it.
Yeah. It's so great to bring it into our, you know, our technical team stuff with all the pressure and all the business objectives we have to deal with and all the struggle to take care of the team in this way.
Sick leave, high rotation, stressed, burnout is what costs the most to the IT industry. It's something that we need to take care of. And if the reason of taking care of this because we are people and we need it is not enough, we can think about the money repercussion anyway. It repercussions everywhere. It costs a lot. It costs a fortune. I think Gartner said $1.3 trillion just to the United States, the burnout and the high rotation and the things related to stress and fatigue. You know, that's crazy. So we have plenty of reasons to take care of well-being in the office. Like it's same, office, home, the park, outside, holidays, whatever. You need to take care of yourself. And we as team leaders need to take care of our teams, of course.
Yeah, that's so true. And I like the idea that there are such tiny steps we can do every day, and not we don't have to become a yoga teacher or a deep meditation retreat, but there are small steps with the breath and with communicating with the others at the coffee break, and not talking about the project and so stuff. So small steps to get a better environment for the people to work in there.
Exactly. If I can leave you with 4 takeaways from this, it will be the coffee talks. Don't underestimate the importance to grab a coffee with your team, just coffee, and talk about anything besides work, anything. And if you are shy or you don't have a built relation yet, start speaking about the weather, bring a daily news from something that you have read, whatever thing that you can speak about, and you will build rapport with your team. Mm. Second, it will be about feedback. We have a rule that when we receive feedback in our one-to-one meetings, we cannot reply to feedback for at least 1 day.
Okay.
So if I give you feedback, you cannot tell anything, even the reasons you think that, no, mm-hmm. even if you think I'm wrong or no, the only thing we can say is, thank you, I will think about it. I will reflect about it. We cannot say anything else. We have to be, and my team gives me feedback also, but we have to bite our tongues and this increases our way of working and our flexibility and our acceptance to feedback, and decreases our resistance a lot. It was a game changer for our retrospectives, for our one-to-ones, for our meetings about the roles and the like the new roles on the team. So it was great. The third one will be the daily meeting breathing and intention. The one word intention is great because we all get to remember. And sometimes some of the team members start putting it on the chat, on the Slack chat, the group that we have. And they put the intention for today is this one. If you missed the meeting, we have this is our word for today. And they all remember. And sometimes some troubles or difficulties arise in the hours of working. And you will be surprised that many times it's related to our one word intention. And they remember and they put remember. And this is the one word, like communication. Remember, today is about communication. And we're, okay, yes, sure. And stuff like that. So it gets really fun. And the last one will be, of course, how many did we said already?
Three,
the coffee talks, the retrospective feedback, the feedback reflection, the breathing technique, and the one word intention. And the fourth one will be try to be a holistic person. Try not to sustain this lie about having your work personality and your personal personality and your life personality and your try to not to sustain that and not to increase this belief. So just try to be yourself and try to enjoy work. There's not said in nowhere that we cannot enjoy work and have fun with our coworkers. This that you cannot be friends with your coworkers, that's not a thing. You can be friends with your coworker. Of course you can do that. Yes.
Yeah, great. Clara, thank you very much for this insights, for this inspiration and this new perspective on how we can do our daily work even a little bit better and a little bit healthier and with a better mood. So I think there is a lot in there we can transform in our daily work. And we will sure put your contact details in the show notes. So if anyone has another idea or want to ask something, I'm sure that you will glad to answer that questions too. Yeah,
of course. My LinkedIn doors are always open for the QA community. I'm very, very engaged and I love to speak with any QA members or newcomers or anybody that is contributing to our industry, our quality assurance industry that we love so much.
Yeah, that's so great. Thank you very much, Clara, and have a good week and see you soon.
You too, Richie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.